What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
1 a.m. here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie, it is after hours here on The Fan, 888-808-1019. As I was driving in to do the shift tonight, I was looking around to see if there would still be people out, no joke, literally out partying still. I'm like, I wonder if there's going to be anyone remaining out there, because you know the deal. We here on After Hours, we believe that the party doesn't stop once the final call goes. We have After Hours. Club shuts down, bar shuts down, and then we move on to after hours. And that's truly what we're in right now, because when I came on the air yesterday, the Knicks went on this incredible run, of course. The minute I joined Anthony Gallo in the 11 o'clock hour, they ultimately passed the Spurs, won their first championship in 53 years, and then I spent 3 hours talking to you in the audience. We talked to Craig, we talked to Summers, and we just, together as a city, enjoyed it. And I was watching on the news, the helicopter people, "Oh, hello, we go to Jimmy now on site. Jimmy, what could you say about all the Knicks fans?" "Well, the first time in 53 years here." And it looked like so much fun. And it also looked just crazy, which you expect. Crazy, fun, just packed. And that's just a little taste of what you're going to see on Thursday, where I expect 3 million bare minimum people to show up for that parade, which will start Battery Park, end at City Hall. And then, of course, there'll be the keys to the city, interviews, press conferences, all the... I haven't been told, by the way, if we're doing anything here as a station on site. Once I get that information, I'll pass it along to you guys, but I haven't heard anything. And I've been digging. I've been throwing some texts out there, and I haven't gotten that kind of information. If I had to guess, we will find out together at some point today, I would imagine. Because I'm sure we've put in some calls and we've been working on this because, look, we all know the Knicks were going to win the championship. We've all been planning this parade for quite some time. So this was just a matter of the Knicks closing the deal and finding out exactly when the parade was going to be. And that is this Thursday down the Canyon of Heroes. And I expect the attendance to be bare minimum 3 million. I could see it getting to 5 million. That's how special and important this moment is. We're talking about 53 years. If you were lucky enough to remember that championship and you were old enough to remember it or alive and thriving and watching the Knicks in their glory days, we are now in a new glory days. We are in a new golden era of Knicks basketball. One that I believe is just getting started. And I know I know, positive Tommy, you always put the cart before the horse. You can't enjoy anything. You're always moving on to the next thing, and you're always with the new proclamation and the new hyperbolic statement, and, well, you're about to hear another one. Because I do think that the Knicks are headed towards a dynasty. When you look at the core of this team, they're in the prime of their careers. When you look at the infrastructure of this team, led by Leon Rose, they are in as good a hands as any team in sports. Think about what Leon Rose, when he took over, which it basically was an expansion franchise. That's what the Knicks were. They had no hope, no direction. And Leon Rose, early on, a couple bumps, but after that, he was able to build this team from the ground up and brick by brick, move by move, and every move he made was criticized. Not by all Knicks fans, but if you're sitting there right now as a Knicks fan saying, oh, I applauded every single move, there wasn't one move that... Come on, let's be honest with ourselves. There were moves that Leon Rose made that you criticized. Bringing in Brunson. Trading DiVincenzo. Trading 5 first-round picks for Mikal. Acquiring Cat. Trading for Anunoby. Getting rid of RJ Barrett and IQ for Anunoby. Firing Tibbs. That was a big one. Hiring Mike Brown. That was a real big one. You know what? Leon Rose has proven all of us wrong. And we're happy to be wrong. You know, as fans, as passionate sports fans, as diehard Knicks fans, as suffering Knicks fans, all we wanted was what we all would want as a sports fan, and that is the best for our team and a championship. And sometimes we like to play GM, and sometimes we think we know better than those that are in charge and getting paid the big bucks to run a team. We think, hey, we can go in there and do that a heck of a lot better than you. And sometimes that is the case, by the way, but not in this case. In this case, Leon Rose knew exactly what the heck he was doing. He knew better than all of us, and he turned LOL Knicks into the toast of the NBA. He took this team from a laughing stock to the top of the mountain. Now they are the champion Knicks. They are on the verge of a dynasty, in my opinion at least, Knicks. They are the best run organization in New York sports, Knicks. And that's all because of Leon Rose. And you can't credit Leon Rose without crediting James Dolan. Much maligned, much criticized. A man that was a very much a hot topic on this radio station, on all social media platforms. The Knicks will never win as long as James Dolan owns the team. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's never going to bring a championship back home to the Garden as far as on the hardwood. Not going to happen. If you were alive to see the championships, good for you, but you're never going to see another one. And for those of you that haven't seen one, you're not going to see one. Because James Dolan, he's a horrible owner, and he'll never, ever, ever hire the right people. He'll never get out of the way. He's always going to meddle. And the Knicks are doomed. A lifetime of suffering for Knicks fans. Well, you know what? James Dolan still owns the team. And the Knicks won a championship. And that's because he hired the right person. He hired Leon Rose, who took this team from scratch and built it into a sustainable winner, a champion, and a team that's not going anywhere. I have the utmost confidence in this group as long as Jalen Brunson and Leon Rose are a part of this franchise. You talk about two guys that will do anything to win. Now, Leon Rose stuck his neck out there a bunch. As I just detailed, all of his moves at some point or another were not popular. He either traded a popular player or, in some people's mind, gave up too many picks for a certain player. Or he acquired a player that wasn't necessarily a superstar at the time when we all wanted that superstar. And look, if Leon Rose saw this Jalen Brunson coming, then really he is the genius of all geniuses. I'm not totally buying that because if anybody saw Jalen Brunson being this great, including his college coach, Jay Wright, which he said on the station. In fact, Jay Wright, I believe he joined Joe Beningo. He was on this radio station earlier. And obviously, Jay Wright, one of the great all-time college coaches for what he did at Hofstra, for what he did at Villanova, as good as it gets. And he obviously knows Jalen Brunson quite well. And there are a lot of people that doubted Jalen Brunson being that superstar.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
And now Jalen Brunson is, I think, the best player in the league. I mean, call me crazy, but he's the best player in the league. He's certainly the most clutch player, and he is the finals MVP and a champion. Take a listen to this. This is Jay Wright, who coached Jalen Brunson in college, who has watched Jalen Brunson throughout his pro career, won championship, like, knows what's... Because it's one of those things, too, where... And this is where you can get caught evaluating players as both a GM and a fan. I could see somebody's game. I could see their physical attributes. And then I can form my opinion based on that. Here's the problem. You don't know about their heart. You don't know about their fight. You don't know about their will to get better and be better and reach that mountaintop. You know what I mean? Like Jalen Brunson, to me right now, there's nobody in the sport that wants it more than him. And when you have that type of player on your team, this is why I'm thinking multiple championships. This is Eli Manning. This is Derek Jeter. This is a guy that when the going gets tough, he gets even better. So, Jay Wright, knowing all of that, because he saw him in college and won in college with him and coached him, you would think he wouldn't have the same opinion that a lot of us had when Jalen Brunson first started in this league and first came to the Knicks. Take a listen to this. This is Jay Wright earlier today here on WFAN.
I always thought he'd be an NBA champion because he he's got the leadership of a winner, right. But I thought he'd be the point guard, like as a number two guy with somebody.
The number two, he thought like I did. That he's a good player, not a great player. This would be typical Knicks, never ends. And that's why a lot of people are going back to the takes that we all had about Jalen Brunson when the Knicks signed him. Oh, how could you be so wrong? We weren't wrong at the time. Now we are. But at the time, even his college coach, who won championship, who knew him probably better than anybody outside of Rick Brunson, knowing his son, and is admitting it. Good on him for saying that. He could have easily been like, well, yeah, I always saw this coming. I knew he'd be Michael Jordan. I knew he'd be the guy that brought the Knicks their first championship 53 years. They're going to win multiple titles with him. Of course. How could he not be this great? I coached him. I made him this. Not Rick Brunson. I did. He could have easily said that. And the fact that we're all so euphoric as fans right now, and we're so us against the world when it comes especially to our king, to our Jalen Brunson, our precious Jalen Brunson, who took less money to be here, who continues to take less money, not for long, but continues to take less money. And good on him. He deserves it to get paid. Even his college coach could have just said, oh, yeah, no, I expected all this. But he was like, nah, no. I expected him to be a good point guard for this team. And then they would have to bring in a star, and Brunson would be the two to that guy's one. Now, this team is not winning a championship without Anunoby, without Cat, without they built around Brunson. But he is the centerpiece. He is Mr. Clutch. He is Captain Clutch. Without Brunson, there's no championship, but you needed the guys around him, but there's nothing without Brunson. But he is the one. He's not the two. He is the one. But you can't discount the contributions of this entire team. And when you look at this finals, the first two games where Cat dominated, he was great defensively on Wemby, great offensively, and this team went off and went crazy when he started to be the focal point of the offense. OG Anunoby was awesome outside of Game 5. That tip-in that we'll never, ever forget as Knicks fans, as sports fans, which is a Mount Rushmore of iconic plays. You could argue it's a statue outside Madison Square Garden waiting to happen. The Knicks basically won the championship that night. So both of those guys were phenomenal in their own ways. But when the time came for Jalen Brunson on a night where OG in foul trouble gave you nothing or next to nothing. Cat foul trouble gave you next to nothing. The bench literally was giving you nothing. 0 points throughout the game. Jalen Brunson did what he has often done. That is put the cape on, put his team on his back, drop 45 points in a clincher in the NBA Finals. His own coach in college didn't think he'd be the best player on a team. And Jalen Brunson, with the world watching, delivered one of the great and historic clinching performances that you will ever see. And I believe this is a guy that's just getting started. And what you love most about him, obviously, he's a great player. Certainly a great offensive player. And he's not going to wake up and grow, you know, 3 feet in the offseason. So he's always going to be undersized. But the one thing that measures up to everybody else in the league and then some is his heart, is his drive, is his determination. And that is where he is like Jeter. That is where he's like an Eli Manning. That is where he's like a Mark Messier. And when you have that type of player in your possession, and he's on a team that you root for, you hold on to that for dear life. Because it not only means one championship, more often than not, it means multiple championships. Especially when you consider the fact that Leon Rose is calling all the shots. And this team is so connected. And they love each other. And you saw them for the first time really all come together and move the basketball around. They look like the Warriors out there in their prime. That's what they look like. Tell me I'm lying. I mean, they look like the KD, Steph, Clay, Draymond Warriors when they were moving the basketball around, mowing teams down on their way to 13 straight wins. They lost three playoff games. Three playoff games! Two of them in the first three. That's as impressive as it gets. And they took down a team in the finals that, because it was, wow. The Hawks, even though they got two wins, they're not very good. They're not very good. The Sixers, they stink too. Embiid is banged up, can barely move around. You didn't see the Celtics. You didn't see the Pistons. The Cavs are spineless, heartless, gutless losers. But when the Knicks get to the finals and they run into a Western Conference team, that's when they're going to get their comeuppance. That's when they are going to lose. That is when the clock strikes midnight for this gritty Knicks team. And at times in this series, when they're down double-digit points, which was every freaking game, including being down 27.5 in Game 4 and then 29 in the second half, and they had a historic comeback and won that game, even in Game 5, where the Spurs, in theory, should have been shell-shocked after Game 4. They should have laid down their swords. They should have quit. They should have said, you know what? It's not our year, but this is going to be our league soon enough. We'll have our moment in the sun. But the heck with this. We don't want anything to do with this team. Even through all of that, the Spurs were still up big in this game and still had control of the game in the third quarter, fourth quarter, but as they did over and over and over again throughout this finals. The Knicks fought. They battled back. They chipped away. They executed down the stretch. And they were the better team when it mattered the most. And that is in crunch time. And that also goes to my feeling on being so excited about the future of this team. And that is, they are clutch. They are gamers. They are winners. And through the power of friendship, they are, I think, on the verge of, because this is special, but something even more special with this team. And I get it. Tommy, you just won a championship 24 hours ago. Now you're talking about multiple championships. Well, I touched the money enough with this one. Now I'm going to touch it even more for multiple championships. Let me do that stuff, and then you could enjoy this, and I'm going to enjoy this too. But I can't help it, because I just believe this team is great and can continue to be great for years to come. Because of Leon Rose and Jalen Brunson. 888-808-1019. 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call here on After Hours. Let's go to Don in Fort Lee, New Jersey. He joins us. What's up, Don?
What's up, Tom? How you doing, pal?
I'm doing wonderful. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, likewise. So this is thanks for having me on.
Of course. I went to
Villanova, so I followed Jay Wright and the Cats forever. Like, I watched every game, and I followed the kids when they got to the NBA. So what I was going to say was, I mean, when I asked Jay that question, Jay shows a lot of humility, and he's not one to like brag about his players and say too much, and the players kind of reflected that as well.
Yeah.
Jay will also tell you that when he's interviewed that. The kids he brought in, including the three Nova Knicks, including even DiVincenzo.
Yep.
He said the 4 years that he had them, he said the 18 years that the parents had them was more impactful on them winning the championship and their character than the 4 years that he had them. So he said they all came from tremendous families incredible parents.
And you could tell. I mean, you could just tell because, and obviously we all know the relationship between Rick and Jalen because we see that on a nightly basis, but you could just, these guys are of high character. They are just model citizens and people that you would want to be the faces of your franchise. There's no doubt about it. And they were great in college. They're winners. They're winners in the pros. And that is something that is very special for us Knicks fans, that they are on our team.
Right, and the thing is, he's kind of, they fell in love with Jay, and Jay fell in love with them as human beings and players, you know. And he taught them life lessons, not just on the basketball court, but off the court as well.
But the off-the-court stuff helps you on the court, you know what I mean? Like, you could parallel those lessons off the court to be on the court, and including just focus. I mean, this was a team that was focused. They didn't let the outside noise. Think about how much outside noise, Don, existed with this team and this run. You're talking about Giannis. You're talking about 53 years without a championship. You're talking about a new coach firing the old coach. You're talking about expectations. You're talking about the number one market in the world. You're talking about all that stuff, all the haters, all the attention media. This team was laser focused, locked in, and ready to go through this run. And that's why they are standing here as the last team standing, NBA champions.
100%. The other point I was going to make was I followed these kids as they got to the NBA. I watched like all their stats every game. And when Doncic went down in the playoffs, 2022, I believe it was, Jalen had to step up. So the game before that, he had 31. So as he was getting more minutes, he was more impactful. So when Doncic was out, Jalen had 41 points on 15 of 25 field goals.
Oh, he was amazing.
6 of 10 three-point range, 8 rebounds, 5 assists. When I saw how he performed in that playoffs, I knew I said, this kid's going to be a star. And when Knicks got him for $25 million a year, I said, this is a steal. I watched him develop, and I just saw that
he won a playoff series there. And I will say this, Don. He had passed all the tests as far as you win at college, you have that type of series in the pros. He passed those tests. It was just a question of would he be able to pass the ultimate test, which is be the star of a team, especially in this type of market with these type of expectations, and would he be able to excel in the pressure-packed moments? And that's exactly what he has done, and he does it better than anybody in the league.
Right. When they interviewed Luka recently, he wasn't surprised in the least. Nope. He said, I knew he was going to be a star.
I'm sure he regrets the fact that the team didn't. Yeah, look, there were a lot of mistakes made there in Dallas, and they're going to try to figure it out now with their young core, or certainly with a Cooper Flagg. But look, they if you're a Mavs fan right now, you're like, man, I wish we had Jalen Brunson back. That's for sure. And Luka, for that matter.
Yeah, exactly. At the time when they signed him, I had a couple of apartment rentals.
Yeah.
And I had a tenant that was employed by the NBA.
Hmm.
And his words, I said, what do you think? They got the Knicks picked up Brunson. He goes, oh, he's not a $25 million player. They shouldn't give him that kind of money.
Yeah.
And that was the general theme. It was just unbelievable that people just didn't realize this kid. Nobody knew he was going to be this good.
Nobody knew he'd be this great. Yeah, as far as being able, like I just said, Don, to handle this type of moment, these type of pressure pack situations, and be the most clutch player in the league. You could say, hey, because you could have two points of using opposing viewpoints where you're like, hey, he is worth that money. He's going to be a great point guard for this team. But then the other side is, well, I don't think he's worth the money. He's not a superstar. Does that make sense? Like in New York, you got to be,
yeah,
when you bring
in
a player, you're like, all right, I want to know what he is. Is he a superstar? Well, he could be. Well, he's not yet. Then I want him. I want a superstar. That was just the mindset of the fan base for years and years and years.
Right. But the beautiful thing about these Nova Knicks is they never stop working to improve.
Yep.
And they just continue to drive.
No, they get better and better. And by the way, we talked about, I appreciate the call, Don. We've talked about Jalen Brunson, of course, as we should. And he has improved year after year after year after year. How about Josh Hart? This is a guy that teams left open over and over and over and over again. This guy had hand surgery in the offseason, and he came and had his best shooting year from three-point land this year. So there's a guy that worked on his game, and realized, you know what? The structure of this team and the way we're going to play, especially with Mike Brown, I'm going to have to hit threes. I'm going to have to be a three-point shooter. So even though I'm a hard hat guy, even though I'm a guy that does everything on a basketball court, if I score 5 points, great, but I'm going to get a ton of rebounds, offensive, defensive, I'm going to get loose balls, I'm going to get steals, all that stuff. And I'm going to impact the game even though I don't score a lot of points. Josh Hart could have just said, you know what, that's what I bring to this team. And that's a major, 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 major help to this group. But you said, you know what, I'm going to work at my jump shot. I'm going to work at my three-point shot. And I'm going to make myself better to help Jalen, to help Kat, to help Anunoby. And that's exactly what he did. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. Lugie in the late night here on The Fan. Sergio is in Brooklyn. What's up, Sergio?
Hey, Tommy. Thanks for taking my call, brother. How you doing? We did it.
We did.
We did it. You called it early on. I got to give you all the credit in the world. You called it. I love positive Tommy, brother.
My pleasure.
Oh, my God.
Appreciate
you. I'm so full of emotion, and I'm still in euphoria. But I'm a big, big fan of OG Anunoby. I think when he goes down, it affects the team a lot. I love that when he's having a bad game, offensively, he can still produce with the defense. Great two-way player.
Yep.
And because I believe so much in him, I have a moniker that I would like to share with you. Mm-hmm. I call him OG One Kenobi.
I love it. He's our only
hope. Because the force is strong with him.
Very much so.
And I call on him sometimes and I say, help me, OG One Kenobi. You're my only hope.
He served with my father in the Clone Wars. No doubt about it. Darth Vader betrayed and murdered your father. I mean, I did tell you the truth from a certain point of view. But yeah, no, I'm with you. OG Anunoby, and look, that I remember that day so vividly, Sergio. I remember where I was when I got the news of the trade. Literally, I know where I was, what I was doing. And I remember being on the air that night. I was doing a weekend shift. And I love that move because, I get it. RJ, IQ, you draft these guys, they're homegrown guys.
Exactly,
but the bottom line is this,
yeah.
The Knicks were never going to pay IQ, and RJ didn't fit with this group. He didn't fit with Jalen Brunson. But OG did. And defensively, he was a much needed addition because they couldn't guard before OG. They were getting waxed by good teams.
Exactly.
And when Anunoby came
in,
the defense tightened up. And when he has been healthy and on the floor, their record is of an elite team. That's how important Anunoby has been. And that's one of the great trades. And I talked about this. One of the great trades in New York sports history. History. That OG Anunoby trade. That's how great he's been, and he's going to have one of the most iconic moments one will remember forever, and that's that tip-in
exactly.
In game four.
I know I will for as long as I live.
Of course. No doubt.
I mean, the way he timed it perfectly. They had a great strategy. Yeah, let's not... We're going to double Brunson, and we're going to leave the inbound guy alone. Yeah, but somebody had to pick him up, you dumb schmuck.
Yeah,
anyway.
And it looked like, you know what, and I appreciate the call, Sergio, and I appreciate the passion, and I always appreciate the Star Wars references. I just recently watched the original trilogy, which are phenomenal. I mean, Empire Strikes Back, it's not only the best Star Wars movie, it's one of the great movies of all time. That play, that Brunson three-pointer off the front iron, OG tip-in, speaking of movies, that was like a movie. That's how ridiculous it was. And you watch movies sometimes like, all right, I get caught in a movie or caught up in a movie. And even though that was a ridiculous sort of, I had to suspend my disbelief to buy that would happen. But I'll do it because I love the movie and I love movies. That's what that was. That was a great comeback. But right before that inbounds, if I had got on a microphone at Madison Square Garden and you could hear me throughout the world, I said, this is what is about to happen. You would have said no shot. If Brunson misses, this game is over. Wemby's going to grab the rebound, or the Spurs are going to grab the rebound, or we're going to have a tip in, and he'll miss. There's just no way. But OG Anunoby had one of the most athletic plays you'll ever see, one of the most Johnny-on-the-spot plays you'll ever see. And yes, OG Anunoby was our only hope there. And he is as responsible as anybody else on this team for the Knicks' first championship in 53 years. Michael is in Paterson, New Jersey. What's up, Mike?
Yo, what's up? You hear what Brunson said after the game? He's like, the game starts 8:30, we start 9 o'clock.
Yeah, exactly. When the Knicks are down 15, they have them right where they want them. But it's true, and that's what you love about... You know what I have this disagreement with Evan Roberts a lot, but I think I'm right. You know, the 15 Kansas City Royals, which is a sore spot, I get. They were a team that you just couldn't put down, you couldn't put down, you couldn't put down. And I feel like the Knicks were that same type of team. They were a veteran group that you couldn't put down, you couldn't put down. And that's why both teams were ultimately crowned champions of their sport.
Thank you. It was a no biggie that we just won.
Yeah, you know what, Mike? It was a massive no biggie. And we almost got through an entire run without one no biggie. Which I know Knick fans and the haters, the coalition, they wait all year for that. They set their watch. I know it because when I'm tweeting about the Mets in April, early April, there are comments underneath the tweets from people saying, just you wait for a couple weeks, he's going to be telling us it's no biggie with the Knicks. People want to hear the no biggie. It has become iconic in this town, on this radio station, on social media. It has taken on a life of its own. It's something that I said after game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. I said, no biggie. Now it ended up being a biggie, but at the time I felt like it was a no biggie. And that has sort of stuck with me, and Evan and Tiki still use it, and it's just become part of the lexicon around here. But yours truly christened it or birthed it, and I thought we were going to go through this entire run without one. Now, we not only got the championship, we not only got the historical run, but we were able to mix in a no biggie. And that was obviously after game three. And it ultimately ended up being a no biggie. Because the Knicks did exactly what I said they were going to do, win the series in five. And yes, I did call that they would go out and be the Knicks in 26, which we have audio proof of, which I think has been aired here. I know Evan keeps all the sound. I think they aired it on the show, but I did say it. And that's exactly what happened. Knicks in 26. Speaking of Knicks in 26, for the first time in 53 years, the New York Knicks are NBA champions. To celebrate this historic victory, BigTimeBats.com proudly presents the official Knicks NBA Championship Basketball. This full-sized, pure-feel, composite leather Wilson NBA basketball features embossed championship script, the official NBA Finals logo, and the Knicks Championship 2026 Championship logo. It sells for $124.95, plus shipping and handling. Own a piece of Knicks history before it's gone. Visit BigTimeBats.com and order your official 2026 NBA Champions Gold Edition basketball today. Okay, it is after hours. It is Loogie here in the late night. Tommy Lugauer. If you're on hold, we will get to you. If you want to join the conversation, you can at 888-808-1019. I got you for another, let's do a quick count, 230, 334 there. I got you for another 3.5 hours here on The Fan as we continue to celebrate, as we continue to pour out our admiration and send flowers to the way of this Knick team. We will do that throughout the evening, and it will continue into the morning, into the afternoon, and then I'll be back with you 7 o'clock tonight as the garden party, the Knick party, rolls on to the parade Thursday morning down the Canyon of Heroes. 888-808-1019. If you're on hold, we'll get to you. Call me up. We'll talk about this. I want to hear your experience. If you were outside partying, if you were in San Antonio, if you were at the watch party at Radio City, wherever you are enjoying this game, I love to hear from you and enjoying this championship, which is only about 24 hours at this point. So we are still in the early stages of enjoying it. 888-808-1019. It is after hours. It is Tommy Lugauer. Loogie in the late night here on The Fan.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked #1 and #2 in resale value over all vehicles according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
140 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer. Okay. It is after hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. This Fan Focus is presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. You know, I appreciate the fact that Mikal Bridges had fun with the F those picks, and he said it a lot after the game, but it's something that we've had fun with on this radio station or on social media, and that is the fact that the Knicks and Leon Rose gave up 5 #1 picks for Mikal Bridges. You've heard it once. You've heard it a million times. And I long ago said it was worth it, but now there's no denying it. It truly is F those picks because Mikal Bridges was completely unlocked in this playoff run. We saw the guy that was in Phoenix that went to the finals. We saw the guy early on in his days with Brooklyn. We saw the guy not only defensively, which he always brought it, and he plays every night. He's an Iron Man, obviously, with the streak that he has. But offensively, that aggression, that was finally unleashed and unlocked from Mikal Bridges in this run, which is a credit to him. Also credit to Mike Brown for believing in Mikal Bridges. Mikal Bridges was at his worst hour as a Knick. He was at his lowest moment as a Knick. Missing that shot at the end in Game 2. He had no points in Game 3. And there were talks of Mikal Bridges coming out of the starting lineup. But Mike Brown stuck with his guy. He stuck with his plan. He believed in him. And I think that was the confidence boost that Mikal Bridges needed for him to remember just who the heck he is and remember why this team and Leon Rose gave up all those picks for him. So yeah, F those picks. Mikal Bridges was a major contributor to this team and has had a ton of playoff moments. And now when you look at his full resume, plays every night, plays great defense, was awesome at times in this run, completed as the final Infinity Stone, the missing piece, the best starting five in the sport. It's just another feather in the cap of Leon Rose. it's a credit to Mike Brown for sticking with Mikal Bridges, and ultimately Mikal Bridges for rising to the occasion, because mentally he could have just checked out there and said, I don't know what it is, but I just can't help this team out offensively. I had 0 points in a playoff game. I don't know what the deal is, but I'm lost here. Lost, and I won't be found. But a credit to everybody involved for keeping Bridges where he needed to be, and ultimately a big part of this championship run. Let's go to Spyjack in the Bronx here on After Hours. What's going on?
Hey, Tommy. Hey. Spyjack from Bronx.
I apologize on that one, Spyjack. My last name is hard to pronounce, so apologies on not getting your first name right. People get
no
Lou
problem.
Gower. They butcher it all the time. So you remember the telemarketers back in the day? They never got Lou Gower right. So my apologies, my friend.
I understand, yes. First time, long time.
Thank you.
I have to tell you, I am so happy today. I wait 30 years for this.
Yeah.
And before I come to America, I played professional basketball in Warsaw, and I love this game. And New York really need this.
Yes.
But I need to ask you something, because mm-hmm. I respect your opinion. I listen to you a long time.
Thank you.
I play basketball a long time, and I'm not conspiracy guy. I'm not saying Adam Silver pick up phone and call the referees. But watching these finals, especially the way Carl Anthony Towns was getting hit with no whistle, I keep asking, you know, myself, why does NBA not have more transparency with these officials? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows Game 6, Game 7 mean more money.
Bingo.
More commercial, more ratings, more everything.
Correct.
And I'm not saying that somebody tells these refs what to do. But
it's understood.
Yes, but after Tom Don, exactly. After Tom Don, do you prove to fans there's nothing there? I mean, human beings have bias. Maybe referees doesn't even know he's doing it.
Yeah, it's something, and I appreciate the call, that these leagues are so cognizant of. And it's something that they don't want anywhere near their sport, even if it's the talk that we're having. Well, it's a conspiracy theory. They want to get it to a Game 6, Game 7 because it means more money, which it does. For the TV money, when you get to a Game 6 and a Game 7, you have hit the jackpot, especially in this type of series with these type of ratings and this type of market involved, the Knicks with a 53-year drought. I'm not one to get nuts about the officiating. If you've listened to me before, you know that. I don't join in the party. It's an easy party to join. It's just not something that I want to waste my brain space on, because I look back on this series and I think about my fellow Knicks fans, and they did a lot of yelling and worrying about the officiating, and I think that at times they got lost in this great run. And I tried to block out all that nonsense, because I felt all along, and it was egregious last night, and there were some brutal calls, and they let Wemby get away with everything. And I'm sure that getting to a Game 6, getting to a Game 7 is the hopes and dreams of everybody. I don't think anything nefarious is going on, but I do think that the officiating clearly was more in favor of the Spurs for whatever reason. But the Knicks were able to rise above that and through that, and I think we as fans just have to do that. It's tough. It's a problem in the sport, and it's a problem. You get the NFL is just, especially with the Chiefs, it just becomes nauseating after a while, and it takes away from it. You know, that was, besides this Knicks run and besides this championship, that was the top topic in this finals, was the officiating and Wemby being a dirty player, and that's not what it should be about. It should be about great competition with great players, with great clutch moments. And not about refs and dirty plays and whistles and free throws and all that. It takes away from the great sport that basketball is. And it's something that I try to, as a fan and as a sports talk host, I try to not discuss it, because I think it's a lot of just noise. I do. I understand your frustration, and I understand once you roll the sleeves up and you get involved in that fight, there's no getting out of it. Once you become dedicated and committed to talking about the officiating and worrying about the officiating, you just can't, and I'm not singling him out, but I was on the air with Gallo, I'm just using him as an example, and he's yelling and screaming about the officiating. I'm like, Anthony, we're about to win a championship tonight. Let's just, who cares about the officiating? Let's get this done like we've gotten it done all series long. The heck with the officials. Because No matter what, this team is going to win. Nothing is going to stop them. Phil is in Spring Valley here on After Hours. What's up, Phil?
Hey, what's going on? I just finished watching that UFC, and I mean, you cannot be on a bigger high after the way that went down. But I mean, the Knicks championship last night, I mean, I'm only 27 years old, but been watching the game for 20 years. And you know what? Brunson is the most underrated player to ever win a championship. He's been bashed for what he does. He's been called hero ball. He's been called that he can't do it. He's got Becky Hammon saying that he's not the guy, that he's not number one. I mean, you have, he is the most underrated player. And the way they put this team together, I mean, you could bash Hart's 3 points, he'll do everything else. You could bash Cat, he played great defense against Wemby. Mikhail was a great two-way player and won you games. Mitch's thumb was a non-story. Alvarado played great as a second point guard. Yep. You had Hakaporti playing minutes. You had Kolick, if you remember during the season, taking Brunson's time when he was injured. Clarkson had some big buckets.
Diawara throughout the season. It was a completely collective effort by this very deep, very gifted, and very promising for the future, and not just the present ball club that they have.
Yeah, but this is my biggest thing, is that, you know, if we had Thibodeau this year, this is not happening. You know why? Because he wouldn't even have tried half of the things that Mike Brown tried.
That's
the way
fair,
Mike Brown knew exactly
point.
When to put in the small guy.
Yep.
He knew exactly when to put in the big guy. He knew how to get this offense going. Defensively, the Knicks were better probably in these past years. But when you talk about the way they were
I don't know about that. They were great, though. I don't know about that. They were awesome defensively this year. You know, Mike Brown was brought in for a lot of reasons. Certainly offense and shooting the threes was one of them. But the Knicks were as good as anybody defensively, especially down the stretch, second half of the year and throughout the playoffs. They were awesome defensively.
Well, I will tell you like this. I think that one of the ways they became better defensively this year was, I think as an overall team, if you remember last year, they had actually a record of holding the team, holding their opponents under 100 points in like 5 or 6 straight games, if you remember. They were able to do some crazy things defensively with Thibodeau.
I'm just saying they were also great defensively under Mike Brown, too.
I think, yeah, but I want to give credit to the way he was able to get the offense going.
Mike Brown
I think players were able to focus on the fluency of the game. And so, therefore, defensively, hey, OG's great one-on-one. Mikhail, you're great one-on-one. Hey, we could play defense. We don't need to have a defensive mindset. We just need to have a fluent game with chemistry, teamwork, and everyone putting in their work. There were times people had to give up part of their game to find other player shots, even Brunson. I mean, the way this team was able to put it together, it shows you what a championship team is, and the NBA should actually, for once, be quiet to all these comments that they've made, and Leon Rose had the right comment. He apologized and said, hey, you know what, it took long, but look at that. He actually got it together.
Yeah, Phil, you said a lot there, and we'll take it one by one. Jalen Brunson, still at this point, is being underrated, underappreciated, undervalued. And I think that's a good thing. I do. Because I think that, and he was asked about it after the game during a press conference, you know, with reporters, asked about the detractors, the haters, those that said he wasn't good enough, so on and so forth. And he said, look, I didn't address it then. I'm not going to address it now. And I think the reason for that is Jalen uses that as fuel, as motivation. The great ones all do. Even Michael Jordan. He always needed something to get him to that next gear competitively. And I took offense to that. You know, that famous quote that he had in the Last Dance docuseries. I think Brunson is wired the exact same way, where he takes all that as fuel, as motivation, to get better and better and better. And he doesn't want to pay any mind to it publicly because he's probably thinking, all right, I could lose an edge if I do. You know, they win a championship, he immediately goes over to the opposing coach. He doesn't celebrate with his team. You know, he's always laser focused on the job and task at hand. He looks a lot of times like he's miserable. Smile a little bit. You are no joke, a legend in New York sports, and you're still in the prime of your career. And I think deep down he knows that. How could you not? But he keeps that focus, and I think the rest of the team buys into that. But for Jalen specifically, I think he needs that type of mindset to execute at this elite level, especially in the clutch. So I think it's a good thing that people continue to knock him, and it's going to happen. Look, they are going to be applauded, the Knicks are. They are going to be celebrated. I'm talking nationally now. They are going to just be the toast of the NBA for a week or so. And then the conversation is going to start. Was this just a lucky run? Was this just a one-off? Is Jalen Brunson really this good? Would you rather have SGA? And everyone's going to build up these other teams and pull down Jalen Brunson. I'm telling you, the gatekeepers do not want Jalen Brunson and New York City and the Knicks to be at the top. They don't. Not for any longer than they have to be. That's for sure. They can't wait to knock him off. But you know what? That's going to be motivation for Brunson and this team. It's perfect. No rat poison. Obviously, we're going to want to hug and kiss them every time we see them. So that's cool. But they expect that. I'm talking about across the board, throughout the country. But that's perfect for this team because they'll keep that chip on their shoulder. And that's exactly where I want them to be. Hungry, motivated, chip on their shoulder, something to prove. Even though we're the champs, people are still doubting us. They're doubting us, they're doubting us, they're doubting us. Well, let them continue to doubt. And that's where you start to run into a team that can win championships, can be around for a very long time, and a group and a squad that's already special and has already accomplished something that many thought would never be accomplished with this franchise. But they're also capable of doing even more. And if they remain hungry, and they will, because I do think they're going to be knocked down some pegs by the media, which is a great thing for them. Because I think they're wired that way to be the underdogs. They are, as I call them, the island of misfit toys. You're too short. You're too slow. You don't shoot great threes. You're injury prone. You're not tall enough. You're too this. You're out of shape. You're not the coach that can win a championship. All that stuff. Keep throwing it their way. I think that's exactly what this team needs going forward, because it's easy to get full belly. You win a championship, first one in 53 years, a parade on Thursday that will have 3 million people bare minimum at. It's easy over the summer to just be like, you know what? We did it. We did it. We're set for life. We did it. But I don't think Jalen Brunson is wired that way. And I don't think he's going to allow this team to be wired that way. He's thinking even bigger than this. You could just tell. You could just tell. That's the type of a competitor he is. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. It is Loogie here in the late night. If you're on hold right now, I see everybody up there, full rack. We will get to you. I got you for 3 hours. We'll get to you coming up in just 1 second here as we continue to celebrate the Knicks and this championship, the first one in 53 years. I got you till 5 a.m. If you're on hold, we'll get to you. If you want to join the conversation, 888-808-1019. That is the phone number to call. 888-808-1019. It is after hours. It is Loogie in the late night. Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra Strength Recovery, now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles, according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
The journey? It starts here, at your local ballpark. On the fields where dreams are born. Every swing, every step, every moment, it all counts. The fundamentals kids learn today, they build the skills and confidence for tomorrow. Pitch, hit, and run. Find a local competition near you and sign up at pitchhitrun.com. Let the journey begin. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.